For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. As the rain-swollen Mississippi River continues its plodding retreat, the economic toll is trickling in. Officials say it's too early to offer a sweeping estimate of the flood's financial costs, but the USDA says at least 383,000 acres of crops have been destroyed and 2 million damaged in Iowa and Illinois alone due to excessive rain, flash flooding, and flooding on the Mississippi River and its tributaries. Crop damage in Missouri hasn't yet been reported to the USDA. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it is still getting preliminary damage assessments. Buyouts of flood-prone property since the flood of 1993 and newer and bigger levees have limited damage this time around, but this flood ranks among the 10 highest ever in several locations. The flooding has also affected travel, as two Mississippi River bridges have reopened today after closing due to the high water. The Quincy Memorial Bridge in Quincy, Illinois, reopened Thursday afternoon. It has been closed since Monday morning, though the impact in that area was minimal because a second bridge in Quincy remained opened. The Champ Clark Bridge closure at Louisiana, Missouri was more significant. The bridge carries US 54 traffic between Missouri and Illinois. Closure of the bridge forced drivers to loop up to Hannibal, Missouri, 35 miles to the north. Traffic on the Louisiana Bridge is limited to one lane as water remains high on the Illinois approach to the bridge. The Columbia Public Works Department is continuing its cleanup after Monday night's storm. It has completed the majority of the post-storm cleanup on streets and sidewalks and has also finished assisting Columbia Water and Light in clearing trees around electric utilities, which has helped them restore power to all but 26 customers, down from 14,000 customers immediately following the storm. However, there are many residents who are still recovering and looking for ways to dispose of limbs and tree parts which don't meet curbside pickup criteria. Columbia Public Works Street Division will conduct a special pickup with relaxed requirements on Saturday, July 19th. Residents can request a special pickup by calling the Public Works Department between now and next Thursday. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon will be leading a panel discussion about employing military veterans during a National Governors Association conference this weekend. Nixon is chairman of the association's Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee. On Saturday, he will be presiding over a discussion about how states can help veterans transition into civilian jobs. The event will include representatives from two St. Louis area businesses, Enterprise Holdings and Express Scripts, that have both hired veterans through a Missouri initiative launched by Nixon in 2010. The opening session today featured Vice President Joe Biden. Before he left for the conference, Nixon signed a bill that will require students living in campus housing at Missouri's public universities to get vaccinated against bacterial meningitis beginning next year. Students would need a signed statement for a medical or religious exemption from the law. Meningitis can spread among people in crowded places such as dormitories and can strike quickly with sometimes deadly results. Some symptoms can appear similar to the flu, including fever, headaches, and neck stiffness. The vaccine requirement takes effect July 1st, 2015. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.